What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The message I have to the White Sox fans and to Bobby Jenks, number one, is he, you know, he gave us everything that he had and performed very well for the Chicago White Sox, and I'm proud of the growth as a person, as a player, you know, as a dad. He's a heck of a dad too. People, a lot of, you know, fans don't know that, but this is a good guy.
It's Kenny Williams back in 2011 as the White Sox traded Bobby Jenks to Boston. That was his last season in the major leagues. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. We are talking about the life and times of Bobby Jenks here on The Score, and it's been great to have the good lead in by our guy Chris Tannehill. If you would like to hear that open, you can rewind. Use the rewind function in the Odyssey app if you're listening on the app, so you can hear it. And we'll probably give it another run before we're done today.
Yeah, we ought to. He had 40 or more saves in both 2006 and 2007. Had 173 saves over 6 years on the South Side, at second most in franchise history, and got 41 straight out in 2007. I mean, that is more than 13 innings. That's almost 14 perfect innings. Think of him, if he's a one-inning closer, that's 14 outings, and you're like, oh boy, yeah, that guy's just good. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And that was the record in the American League until Mark Burley followed his perfect game with what, six more perfect, something like that, or five more perfect?
You come onto the scene and it looks like the Angels have given up on you as a franchise, and you find your way to the White Sox. That year you win a World Series. The next 2 years you're an All-Star.
Yeah, just absolutely dominant. That's quite the glow up.
Lawrence,
right there.
As a Sox fan, I want to ask you, because I was thinking about all these memories from 05 in particular, but like, we had that, the naivety of like not having gone through a World Series run, right? But I never felt nervous when Bobby Jenks was coming into a game. It felt like he was a weapon. It felt like the utmost confidence you had him out there. And wow. Sure, he wasn't perfect, obviously, but maybe it was because we were all going through it for the first time, so we were just living, you know, each moment to moment. But I always had confidence whenever he was coming out of that bullpen.
There were a couple of moments early on in 05 where you're like, is he walking too many people? But other than that, you're right. And once we got to the postseason, it was... this guy was going to, you were just waiting. You were waiting on the setup of here's 99 high and inside. Here's 99 high and inside. Here's a curveball. Go sit over there because you're out. And like, that's the level of confidence. And that's kind of what I mean when Spees and I are talking about the idea of a guy connecting with a fan base. That there is the here come the boom, like all of that stuff. Like, him walking out to the mound, us having a little bit of fun with it, Ozzie doing the thing that he does. Like, there is a connection between Bobby Jenks and White Sox fan, or a certain generation of White Sox fan, that is never going to be broken.
Two blown saves in 05. Just checking numbers against the experience. You know what I mean, Tanny? Four in 06. So that's a whole season of 41 saves with four blown in 06 is pretty damn good. And then 07, six blown saves over 40. But you never know what those particular moments are. The walks, the whip in 07 was under one, 0.89.
Yeah, that's real good.
That's real, real good.
That's real good. That'll make you an all-star. Don Cooper was the pitching coach for those teams. He coached Bobby Jenks. He was on the morning show today and had a lot of stories.
Bobby was an interesting character. You know, listen, there was one story I remember. This is just the personal one. I remember the first trip he went on. He got on the plane, you know, and he was behind me. You know, I was like in row four. He was in row five. And I heard him on the phone talking to somebody. And he goes, "You're not going to believe it." He's whoever he's talking to. "You're not going to believe this. They just brought me a whole plate of food, and I'm having a Jack and Coke, and it's free." You know, it was, you know, Bobby enjoys. Bobby likes to have a good time, you know, and he, Bobby was a challenge for coaches, but not he was different, but not bad different. You know, Bobby was just a lovable.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good. He liked having a good time. He liked playing practical jokes. He liked messing around. And when he got out there, he took care of business. So you had to love him. And he had a good heart. Another story I remember, and I was thinking about this last night because I knew we were going to talk. And I, you know, it's hard, like, if you don't prepare, you know, a little bit for your answers. Now, we were playing a day game in Milwaukee. And I don't know. I don't really remember, to tell you the truth. It was regular season. You know, it might have been an exhibition game, but I don't think so. I think it was regular season. We're playing in Milwaukee, and the place, there's hardly anybody in it. And Bobby had this little joke he used to play. He could make like a bomb, you know, like, and I'm not even going to talk about like how he did it, but it would explode. And it wasn't harmful to anybody. It couldn't hurt anybody or anything like that, but it scared the wits out of everybody.
What?
And he did a bomb in the bullpen in Milwaukee. And let me tell you, if he did it nowadays, people would think there was a terrorist attack coming because it was that loud. And he got the biggest kick out of that because it scared the wits out of everybody.
I had not heard that. I've never heard the story. Dude made a bomb in the Milwaukee bullpen.
Let's call it a firework.
No, how
about
let's,
that.
Let's
good
call
old fashioned the hot foot.
No, what happened to the hot foot with Bert Blylevin sticking matches between the sole
everything
of your
evolves.
Shoe?
Everything evolves. Everything evolves, Spiegs. Okay, it's not the game you grew up with. Okay.
Seriously, the hot foot, or like, how about a little shaving cream on the hat? Then you put it on. Like, oh no, they.
I like when the guy does the bubbles and then he puts it on the hat.
I like
and
that
the guy
too.
Never knows.
He never knows, and the bubble's just sitting there.
And
absolutely.
They're all just looking at him.
Hey, well, yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Wait, do I have one?
No? Oh, I all got right. a bubble up there.
It's huge.
That's fun. Another thing that's fun is when you let off a bomb, when you explode a bomb.
A non-harmful bomb.
I don't know, what? Alex.
According to Coop.
Yeah. Is that what he said? Non-harmful?
Yeah, he said couldn't it harm wasn't harmful.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good.
That's why I'm going to go with firework. It being 4th of July weekend, this past weekend and whatnot.
I mean, fireworks still a little dangerous.
That's why I'm saying, like, there was a lot of growth from the guy that showed up here versus the guy who left here.
Well, turn on the fireworks!
Exactly, Farmio.
I think there was a lot of growth. He was a manager in the Frontier League. In
here.
Crestwood is the Windy City Thunderbolts. And the Frontier League is awesome. But he was a manager out there. And Ozzy was talking about on Saturday night on CHSN that he and Bobby used to talk managing in recent years because they shared players. Bobby had players.
Oh, from the Venezuelan League
that
Ozzy won the World Series in.
Yes. So Bobby had Windy City Thunderbolts that went and then played for Ozzy. Isn't that awesome? Because a lot of times, like, so your former player is a manager too. And Ozzy said they would go golfing so they could catch up about certain players.
That's great.
Is that beautiful?
It also shows, you know, like, Ozzy's just awesome.
And he said that Bobby took managing very seriously and, like, really enjoyed it. And team went on kind of a hot streak towards the end of last year or end of Bobby's last year. I think they won 8 out of 10 or something. And their overall record wasn't great. But they went on a hot streak, and Bobby always stayed positive. And talk about growth, becoming a manager when you're that guy.
That goes to show you, like, a little bit of a regret. Remember, we were supposed to go out there and see those guys, and then things happened around here, and it became, with Danny leaving, things got kind of crazy, and
yeah,
we never got a chance to go out there.
Was that me and Guff who talked to him?
Yeah,
it was me and Guff who talked to Bobby. He dropped a couple F bombs. He was funny.
He was
awesome though. He was like really really likable and fun.
I think when you heard that POD coming out of the rejoin, it got him a little amped up. He said he had one batter left in him, you know?
I love that.
Like Buffon used to say.
He had one play, goal line. He's very specific. Doug was very specific that it needed to be a goal line play. But he had one play left.
Man.
And it better be from the one.
Yeah.
Because that's all he's got left.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.